We're hearing now from a suspected terrorist in his own words. CNN has obtained two emails from Faisal Shahzad, you know, the man charged with the failed car bombings of New York's Times Square. Well, Shahzad voiced his frustration with the state of the Muslim world and sought a way to, quote, fight back. One email was sent to a large group of people 4 years ago. The other sent to a slightly smaller group as recent as last year. The FBI has read the emails and interviewed some of those who received them. And according to court documents, Shahzad has admitted to the failed attack and that he recently received bomb-making training in Pakistan. You remember it was just 2 weeks ago today that Faisal Shahzad was taken into custody as he was trying to flee the country. But during that time, he has not appeared in court a single time. It's really an exceptional situation, and CNN's Alan Chernoff has been looking into it.
The legal clock began ticking Monday night, May 3rd at 11:45 p.m. when Faisal Shahzad was arrested here at Terminal 4 of JFK Airport. Customs and Border Patrol agents pulled Shahzad off of an Emirates plane that was about to depart for Dubai. The U.S. Attorney's Office said Shahzad would appear before a judge the next day. Early the next morning, media was staked out, hoping to see the alleged Times Square bomber at the U.S. courthouse. They kept waiting and waiting for Shahzad's appearance, called a presentment before Judge Kevin Fox.
But as reporters were waiting, federal agents were making progress interrogating Shahzad, even after reading him his Miranda rights to remain silent and consult an attorney. And by the end of the day, the U.S. attorney was doing an about-face. There would be no court appearance for Shahzad that day.
I don't know of another time this has happened. I haven't heard of another time that this has happened.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial, begins the Sixth Amendment. Shahzad is a U.S. citizen. Are his rights being violated? Not at all, according to Manhattan's U.S. attorney.
He has waived his right to speedy presentment, and he's waived that right every day, and has done so voluntarily.
That, criminal procedure experts say, is easing the way for prosecutors to gain valuable information from Shahzad, since there's no court-ordered detention for him.
Defendants awaiting an initial court appearance are often held here at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, which is right across the street from the U.S. courthouse. But former prosecutors and veteran defense attorneys say it's unlikely that Shahzad is staying here. They say the government is almost certainly providing him with much more comfortable accommodations. Is it likely they've got him in some hotel?
I bet they do have him in a hotel. Again, I can't give you the specific name of the hotel because I don't know. But they do have him in a hotel. He's in a room. He's probably not alone in the room. In other words, there'll be an agent there 24/7.
Former federal agents tell CNN they have kept defendants in drug and terror cases at well-guarded hotels outside of Manhattan. Even a kind of safe house is a possibility. The FBI says only Shahzad is in a secure location. Shahzad does have the right at any time to say he wants to appear before a judge. But if he doesn't, the U.S. attorney says he'll keep Shahzad out of court, as he has been for 14 days and counting, as long as he's useful.
At such time that he ceases to continue to cooperate, or we've gotten all the information that is necessary to do our job in protecting the public, he'll be brought to court.